USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a Super Sunday interview, President Trump has some super critical remarks about the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, for her continued refusal to grant him border wall funding.
She's costing the country hundreds of billions of dollars, because what's happening is when you have a porous border and when you have drugs pouring in and when you have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi who don't want to give proper border security for political reasons, she's doing a terrible disservice to our country.
That from a special edition of CBS's Face the Nation. It was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. The Patriots on top in the end, 13-3 over the L.A. Rams. Pat's QB Tom Brady says,
"Yeah, we grinded it out. It was tough. They made every play tough tonight. I give them a lot of credit."
A victory parade in Boston set for tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Top Democrats in neighboring Maryland are joining a growing chorus of those calling for Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign. They include former NAACP President Ben Jealous and presidential hopeful John Delaney. Here's more from correspondent Jill Powell.
The outcry follows a racist photo in the Democrats' medical school yearbook taken more than 30 years ago. Since the photo popped up, Northam has lost support from virtually the entire Virginia Democratic Party and other key allies. Jealous, who ran unsuccessfully for Maryland governor, tweeted Northam has shown a profound failure of character, courage, and candor. Delaney, a former Maryland congressman, said, "We cannot unsee what we have now seen."
The jury in the Al Chapo trial in Brooklyn set to begin deliberations today after a hearing from more than 50 people in Joaquin Guzman's three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old accused Mexican drug lord faces life in prison if convicted on more than a dozen counts. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Rain in Southern California finally winding down, but the threat of flooding and mudslides remains. A bad weekend storm responsible for at least one death, but the National Weather Service now says the worst is over. The recent cold weather across much of the nation caused a lower demand for gasoline, but experts say that's going to be changing soon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And the president's State of the Union address is tomorrow evening, and he's teasing some possible important news-making announcements that may be part of it. In that interview with CBS's Face the Nation, he declined to share the details about the meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's expected to happen later this month, or whether he will declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, but he teased that such high-profile questions will be answered in his speech. Again, that speech to the nation is tomorrow evening. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.